It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for the Sports Spotlight! Good morning and welcome to another Sports Spotlight episode. Here on Indy's Giant 90.9, we're back from winter break and ready to talk about your sports news. But before we go into that, Max, how was your break?
It was good. I enjoyed the time off. Got to watch some exciting football games other than last night. But yeah, it was an interesting time off. And then called a couple Ben Davis games, went to the Hall of Fame Classic. It was a good time.
Lucas, what did you do over break?
I worked a lot and visited family for Christmas. That's about it.
Nice.
So yeah, the Hall of Fame Classic, that was a fun game watching Ben Davis play. They beat Penn and then beat Northwood, so that was pretty cool to see. You got to see the Hall of Fame, the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, the Dennis Goingless, not in the hall, you know, Dennis Goings, not Goins.
His brother was there.
Yeah, his brother was there, but he will be in the Hall of Fame next year, and we got to pay him a visit. He's not dead or anything. He's just not in the Hall of Fame yet. But he's getting inducted next year. He'll be in. So we gotta pay a visit next year to see him. But I saw John Harrell in there. Saw Stan Benge. That was pretty cool to see. So, yeah, but got to call the game. But going right into the sports news, TCU absolutely gets demolished by Georgia in the national championship
game. Was a complete waste of my time. I spent way too long watching it. I should have stopped after the first quarter.
The first quarter was kind of competitive.
No,
the first quarter was competitive. They were down 10.
It was 7-10 first quarter.
I know.
It ended up being 17-7 after the end of the first quarter. Then Georgia outscored them 21-0, 14-0, and then 13-0.
Yeah.
That was bad.
65-7.
I stopped watching with like 7 minutes left in the second quarter. As soon as like 24-7 and TCU turned the ball back over, I was like, yep, it's over.
Yeah, Max Duggan went 14 for 22, 152 yards, two interceptions, 10 carries, negative 38 yards, but a rushing touchdown. So
that's that Georgia defense. That defensive line sacked him so many
they
times.
They really just had the one lapse when they had the receiver go almost all the way.
Yeah.
That's all TCU had.
That one big play in the beginning of the game, just blown coverage by Georgia's defense, but it was I really wanted TCU to win, but I told my dad, I was like TCU's not going to win, no, unfortunately. No. Like this Georgia defense is something serious. I said Darius. Max has to do really something phenomenal for them to pull this off, but
yeah, Darius Davis had 5 receptions, 101 yards. But Stetson Bennett, 18 for 25, 304 yards and 4 touchdowns there. Also, 2 rushing touchdowns from Branson Robinson, 2 rushing touchdowns from Stetson Bennett, and 1 from Kendall Milton. And then a receiving touchdown, that was Brock Bowers. 2 from Ladd McConkie, and then 1 from Adani Mitchell. So, yeah, it was an interesting game there, but Javon Bullard had the defensive back from Georgia had 2 interceptions in the game over on Max Duggan.
He had a couple. He had to make up for his mistakes. He had a couple flags on him, and that blown coverage was his fault that led up to the touchdown. So, you know, he had to make up for it somehow, and I think he did. I mean, score 65-7. I'm sure they're not mad about that anymore.
No, not at all. I think that we would have been in a better treat for an Ohio State, Michigan, national championship.
That would have been so much. It would have definitely been more fun to watch.
Yeah, and Michigan would have won the Natty. I think so. I think that they would have beat Ohio State again.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I still don't think Ohio State should have been number 4, but I don't know really who else you could put. You can't put a 2-loss Alabama team.
I think you can. Because, I mean, I don't want to be one of those guys that, Alabama should be in the national championship, you know, college football playoff, whatever. I think that they lost to 2 ranked teams by a combined score of, like, 3 or something like that. So, I mean, they're both away games, too, with Alabama. But I think that you can argue that they should have been in there. I still think it's comical, though, when Nick Saban was, like, pleading why they should be in there in the Big Ten championship game. That was funny.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I just go over to I'm at my friend's house, and we're playing ping pong. We go into the house, and all I see is Nick Saban on the TV. And I'm like, why is Nick Saban on TV? And it's Purdue and Michigan. And I'm like, oh, it's the Big Ten championship. And then he's like, well, I think that we should make the playoffs. And I'm like, okay. okay.
It's every year, though.
But, hey, he probably has a TV gig lined up whenever he's done now that he was doing the pregame show with College Game Day. Because they had, like, 8 different people on that stage now. So that was interesting. But, hey, yeah, we had exciting semifinals, at least, for the college football playoffs.
Yeah.
But the championship game, that was awful on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Yeah. So, Max, how many teams make the playoffs? I know it's going to change in the next upcoming
right
weeks.
Now we have 4.
Okay, 4. Speaking of 4, I knew that. I just wanted to get you to say that. Speaking of 4.
4.
With the 4th pick and the 2023, pending no trades or anything like that, in the NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts are on the clock with their loss 32-31 against the Houston Texans. Ultimate tank job. Well done.
Awesome.
Well
Thank
done,
you,
Jim
Rodney
Irsay.
Thomas,
and, yeah.
for not covering him in the for that 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Really
well, it was also, who was
that,
it?
That 4th and 20 that helped him for that touchdown first.
Yeah. There was one player, I forgot who it was completely, but he, like, let the ball go through his hands. Like, I don't think he let it, but, like, it just went right through his hands at the end of the game to let the touchdown go in. And I was like, good job.
Nice.
But then Jeff Saturday is very keen on having his coaching job next year as the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts.
There's no way that happens, right? There can't be any way.
I don't know.
I know they had some.
Who knows anymore?
He says that he's like, I listened to Kevin and Quay today, and they showed his post game, or not post game, but talking about what he wants to do. And he said that he respects what's been going on for the past couple of years. But he said if he's head coach again, it will, as a permanent job, things will change.
Yeah, I know.
You
went
1-7, and you beat the Raiders.
Hey, whatever it takes to beat the Raiders. But yeah, congratulations on you losing 7 straight. Oh, but you were close to the Eagles. That doesn't matter. You lost the lead to the Vikings. You got killed by the Cowboys, killed by the Chargers, killed by the Giants, and then lost to the Texans. And I know people wanted you to lose to the Texans, but still, it's the Texans. You don't lose to them.
We're putting in, currently, Colts are putting in interview requests for defensive coordinator for the Lions. And the Lions of the
and the offensive coordinator.
The Lions of the 32, the last-ranked defense. So, who knows?
But they had Aiden Hutchinson.
All right, Max, can you do some math for me?
No.
Please.
Sure.
Please. All right. Go to your calculator.
Yeah.
All right. Do 1.
Yeah.
Plus 7.
8.
How much did they lose to by the Cowboys?
Like
35. All right. Plus 35. Plus 3. Plus 17. Plus 28. Plus 1. Minus 5.
87.
They got outscored by 87 points in the Jeff Saturday era.
Yay.
Good job, Colts. Anyway,
he's not going to come back.
Yeah,
there's
no
way.
Partially, it was Saturday. I mean, in the beginning, I guess you could say the Raiders game, the Eagles game, the Steelers game. You're trying to win, like you're just trying to get stuff going. And then I think that towards the end, I mean, the Cowboys game was rough. The Vikings game, they were up 36-0. Excuse me, at halftime. Then they ended up scoring a field goal. But then, like, you end up losing 39-36. The Chargers game was just rough. The Giants game, I think, was kind of a tank job there. And the Texans game was, definitely. But the Colts will have the 4th pick next year in the draft. So right now the draft order goes Chicago Bears after the Texans win that game. And I think that, I don't know, Lovie Smith out as head coach in Houston. I wonder what they'll go with there. But Houston with the 2nd overall pick now, Arizona with the 3rd, and the Colts with the fourth, followed by the Seahawks, who absolutely fleeced the Denver Broncos. They make the playoffs and then have a top five pick.
It's awful.
Yeah, it was rough. And then the Lions, who should have made the playoffs, but they got the sixth overall pick. It
from
was
the
in
Rams.
A trade. Yeah, in the Rams. That was the Jared Goff, Matt Stafford trade.
Yep.
Even though the Rams are terrible now. So two teams in a row that have picks per trades that should have been lower.
I hope the Colts will trade up to number one with the Bears. It's just who goes for that number one pick.
I just think it's fine going four. There's plenty of talented quarterbacks we can get.
That is true, yeah.
But
it depends on if we want to – our future quarterback, if we do end up going fourth, is – solely based on who the Texans pick then. So that's why I think they might trade up just to get the first option. Because say Texans pick C.J. Stroud, we get Bryce Young, and Bryce Young's not good, and C.J. Stroud is, or vice versa. So,
yeah. Well,
but it also could happen the other way, too. So it's just...
I don't want to risk all those picks again just because we've seen...
Bryce
so Young. Many times that end up not working.
Yeah, Bryce Young is projected to go number one, but if the Bears take it, they're probably going to draft Will Anderson, the edge out of Alabama.
Yeah.
But then that means that...
I think they'll look for trading that back. They need picks for and players to build around. They need a complete rebuild, so...
But you have Bryce Young. Let's say no trades happen, and we go completely how it is right now. So Will Anderson will probably go number one to the Bears. Then the Texans have the choice between Bryce Young, Will Levis, or C.J. Stroud.
I think they'll pick Bryce Young.
Probably Bryce Young, most
likely.
And then the Cardinals are going to be up, and then they have guys like Brian Brees, Jalen Carter.
Yeah, they'll probably get Jalen Carter.
Probably Jalen Carter out of Georgia. And then that leaves the Colts with C.J. Stroud or Will Levis.
I really hope C.J. Stroud.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying, like, not a lot, but I've seen some mock drafts of saying the Colts are going to take Peter Skoronski out of Northwestern, tackle.
I don't want them to take a tackle.
Like, they need a tackle.
I don't even want that in my – no, Bernard Raymond actually did pretty good in his last five games. His blocker rating was really well.
The big thing is this. Sure, you can have a team with great tackles – but if you have no quarterback, there's no point. We've reached that point.
I said that with the Colts and their infatuation with old quarterbacks, they draft Stetson Bennett with the fourth overall pick.
Would be lucky if he can take
Rodgers, since it sounds like Rodgers is in his last season at Lambeau. Yeah.
I think that he's in his last season in an NFL uniform.
There's no point for him to come back, really.
Yeah, he's...
There's not.
He really wants one more, but he just can't get
I think that... Yeah, I do want to get your takes. What do you think will happen to Stetson Bennett? I think that he'll be
already played his prime.
He'll be a great clipboard holder.
I think
on an NFL team.
If he's going to get drafted to the NFL, he's going to be a third string or somehow a backup. I don't think he's going to get that much playing time. I think he's a better chance of making the XFL as like, or the USFL, and that's good for them. They can use him for good marketing there.
I mean, he's a two-time college football playoff champion. He's just old.
I don't see... Now, he surprised me. I did not realize he had all that speed and he could run the ball, but I don't think he can do it consistently enough. I think he's more of a pocket passer, and I don't think that that's something we need on your team anymore.
Yeah, that's not the days of the NFL.
I think he played his prime already in college. And,
I mean, you played for so long.
Yeah, and I really hope he proves me wrong, because I don't dislike him, but I don't have, like, a huge, like oh. But I really hope he proves me wrong, and if he does make it to the NFL, he can get something going. But, like, if he does, he's probably going to play for, like, his rookie contract, and he's done. He's going to play until he's 31 and leave. So, like, yeah, I'm had enough of college football. He's played more college football. He's going to play NFL.
Yeah.
He can probably just do a lot of stuff at Georgia and do, like, all the marketing stuff there and be like, look, I'm Stetson Bennett. I won two national titles by said product. He's starting to already do that already.
That'd be cool if he was, if he became like the head coach in like 15, 20 years, something like that.
He could do that.
At the old age of like 80, which that's been in 20 years.
20 years.
You know, no, but obviously, yeah, he's like, he's 25 right now.
Yeah.
But going back to the NFL. I
thought he was 26.
No, 25. 25.
But going back to the NFL, the 2022 playoffs, we talked about the worst teams. Let's talk about the best teams. As the Dolphins will take on the Bills in the wild card game, the Ravens and the Bengals. The Chargers travel to Jacksonville, and then over on the NFC side, and the Chiefs have the bye in the AFC. Over on the NFC side, NFC West matchup, here Seahawks and 49ers, Giants and Vikings, and the Cowboys and the Buccaneers, and the Eagles have the bye. So we have some inter-division matchups. We got an AFC East matchup, an AFC North matchup, and an NFC West matchup.
And then we have Tampa Bay, Dallas, which...
That's always a good one. Tom Brady 7-0 against Dallas, and Dallas is always first-round buys.
And we keep seeing Prescott throwing picks.
75-3, Cowboys.
There we go.
No. 65-7.
65-7.
America's team, let's go.
No, I think that the Cowboys will take care of the Buccaneers, honestly.
No, Tom Brady's going to show Dak Prescott that he's not meant for the playoffs.
I just hate Tom Brady. Well, I don't hate Tom Brady. I hate Tom Brady in the playoffs because he always wins. He always manages to win.
Me too, but this year, looking at the other teams, he's not going to make it past the Cowboys or past after the Cowboys. He'll make it past the Cowboys. He owns. I'm going to really bite my tongue next week when I come back here and the Cowboys win.
Well, I'm trying to see the NFL thing have seeding on it, but the NFL does that the worst seed the worst seed to make it out of the wild card will play Philadelphia.
Yes.
So it
will likely be if we look at it, I don't really know who it could be. It'd probably be truly Tampa Bay, Dallas. I don't see the Giants winning, and I don't see Seattle winning either, so it'll probably be whoever wins. Tampa Bay, Dallas goes to Philly. So
let's see. San Francisco won the West.
Yes.
Minnesota won the North.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tampa Bay won the South. Eagles won the East. So that leaves Cowboys, Giants, and Seahawks as the wild card.
Yes.
Which means I believe that the Seahawks are the 7th seed.
Yes, Seahawks are 7th seed. Okay. Giants,
I'm just looking
six.
At the logo right
oh,
here.
Oh, I have it.
You have seating right there?
Yeah, I have seating.
So, yeah, I think that, honestly, I think that, I still think that the 49ers are, I don't know, that'll be a close game.
The 49ers are confusing.
Yeah.
I think,
I wouldn't be surprised if the 49ers lost, but I'm not going to be like, oh, how did the Seahawks lose? Like, you know what I mean?
I honestly think the 49ers are going to go back to the championship. Not the Super Bowl, the championship.
I can see them doing that. The 49ers are really good. The biggest thing is, truly, when they lost the Super Bowl, the next year they didn't make the playoffs. That's because everyone got hurt.
I truly think preseason too.
49ers team is one that, if you can keep everyone healthy, they're going to be a major threat.
That's why I was also going to say, if we were going to talk about Super Bowl picks, I'm saying a healthy Chargers team. I really like a healthy Chargers team. Their defense is really banged up. I'm not sure if their defense is still really banged up, but I know they got a couple key defensive players out, like J.C. Jackson. He's out. He hasn't been back at first. He's not going to be back, unfortunately, but I like a healthy Chargers team to win the Super Bowl. And I really like Justin Herbert. I really want the Chargers. That's who I'm rooting for. That's who I'm rooting for the Super Bowl run is Justin Herbert. But if not, then Patrick Mahomes, because I've been a fan of Patrick Mahomes since 2017.
I'm rooting for neither of those teams. I'm rooting for my second favorite team in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills.
I'm rooting for chaos. Let's go, Jacksonville.
No way you're going to say that.
Not a divisional opponent.
No, you mid-major.
Not a divisional opponent.
This man is a mid-major.
Fine, I'll take Miami all the way, baby.
Quit taking the unpredictable teams.
Like Mike
take the predictable. Go chalk.
No.
Max is going to be the guy to fill in a perfect bracket because he's like, oh, yeah, I think that St. Peter's is going to beat Kentucky.
That's true, obviously, even though I didn't pick that because I'm biased and choose Kentucky every year except this year. Kentucky is awful at basketball, and I can say that.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle Stout.
He probably agrees with me.
Yeah. But yeah, I think honestly, right now, I think that the Bills are the favorite to win. I think that they will win, honestly. I think that we're going to have a really good champion, or I think that we're going to have a good good divisional matchup in the AFC.
We're going to have a fun Super Bowl.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I really want to
It's in Arizona this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I want I personally would like a Chargers-Vikings Super Bowl or a Chargers-Eagles Super Bowl, but I think it's probably going to be Chiefs-Eagles.
I think that we
Chiefs-Vikings
should have the best Super Bowl ever fan base-wise and have the Bills and the Eagles. They're going to be jumping through tables
together.
That would
be so fun.
There's going to be like at least 3 to 4 different streaks that during that Super Bowl.
Oh, definitely.
Like, without a doubt, there's going to be
streakers on the field.
Yeah, because there's going to be one Bills fan that, or Eagles fan that does it, and then they're going to be like, oh, yeah, and I can do that better, and then they're going to do it. It's just going to keep going. It's going to be a really fun Super Bowl. I hope that. That would be great, too. Bills, Eagles.
The only thing that would have made this Super Bowl better for the fan base, if it's Bills, Eagles, is if they had it in Vegas.
I was going to say somewhere like a party, like a party city. Or
when are they going to host?
Vegas is going to probably, I don't know. I think this New Orleans is going to host for Vegas.
I think I saw something about Vegas hosting 2026.
I don't know.
I'm not too sure.
I hope Indianapolis gets to host again. It's been 10 years.
It's never going to happen again. Sadly.
I know. I mean,
it's because people are like, ew, Indianapolis, gross.
Yeah, I mean,
Vegas is 2024, by the way.
2024, that's what it was.
But when you're competing with teams,
so just next
like
Super Bowl,
Miami,
and then New Orleans is 2025.
Next Wait, Super the 2024 Bowl. Season or the 2024 calendar year Super
it's
Bowl?
It's next year is Vegas.
Okay,
then it's that's Superdome.
Nice. Yeah. The record for most Super Bowls held.
I think it'll
be
probably
their 10th.
Yeah,
I think that's their 10th Super Bowl going to be held in New Orleans at the Superdome. They've hosted one other, I believe, at somewhere in New Orleans, the old stadium.
Yes.
But 10 at the now Caesars Superdome, formerly known as the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
I'll always call it the Mercedes-Benz.
I found out that it's not Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Paycor.
It's just like how it's no longer Heinz Field.
Yeah, Acrisure. Acrisure is going to be always Heinz Field.
Everything.
Paycor is always going to be Paul Brown. What's it called? That one. A lot of Bills fans still call it the Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo, in Orchard Park, I should say.
What are they going to do with the Lakers? We're going to basketball now. What are they going to do with Crypto.com Arena?
I don't know. What are they going
to? It's still Staples to me.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Speaking of that, with stadium names, what is Miami going to do? FTX Arena.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I think they're just going to call it Heat Arena now.
They're just making up a lot of names. Crypto. They got Crypto Arena.
Yeah. But
They'll find another one.
Closer to home, Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The Pacers looking really good this season.
Pacers
at home, at least. I mean, on the road, they're pretty good, but they're hot lately. They are absolutely on fire.
Well,
they,
I'm excited. I'm really excited for this season to keep like getting further down the stretch. This is becoming a very exciting season to watch. So
ESPN predicted them to finish last with 25 wins.
Look at them now.
Wow.
They have 23 right now.
Hey, they can still finish with 25.
Well, that's true. They would be the team to do that.
Rick Carlisle is gonna be like, "Nah, we're just gonna put one man on the court."
They still somehow win.
Goga. Yeah. He's going to be the one.
Jackson White's going to call in and actually like yell at you.
I know. He's not here yet.
But yeah.
So I'm allowed to say the forbidden Goga word.
Yeah. They beat the Pacers, or they beat the Hornets by 5. They beat the Trailblazers. It was like 101 to 99, or 101 to like 94 with like 2 minutes left. They ended up winning the game. 108-99.
They should have beat the 76ers. But.
Yeah, they lost by 3 in overtime, beat the Raptors by 8, beat the Clippers by 1, beat the Cavs by 9, beat the Hawks by 15? 15. Yeah, 15. Lost to the Pelicans by 20. That was a rough game. The Pelicans are really good this year. I'm not going to lie.
And they have the number one pick.
But Zion's hurt. Zion's hurt again.
He's always hurt. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, Zion Williamson hurt again. I almost said Zion Brown, WBDG alumni, and Ben Davis alumni. We saw him at the Hall of Fame Classic.
We
that was
did.
Pretty cool. We get to talk to him. Was that your first time meeting him?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. I thought you met him before.
No, because I'm not from here. I'm from Monrovia. But yeah, Pacers 8-2 in the last 10 games. They're really fun. Shout out to Chris Denari getting the Indiana Broadcaster of the Year, by the way. He was nominated for that.
Did he drink his Connecticut water when he was
probably didn't celebrate.
Yeah, but they're 23-18. They do not seem like they're 23-18 because all their losses have been so close. Besides, like, there's a couple sprinkles.
Ignore
in there.
The West Coast
like
trip, and they would be so good.
But the West Coast trip, they pull out some good wins. I know the Hornets, or not the Hornets, the Warriors are terrible, but they beat the Warriors.
They barely beat the Lakers.
Literally barely.
Yeah.
Barely.
You learn from your mistakes.
That's the only fear I have is when they get into these close games, they either have a miracle last-second shot or they lose. Which I know everyone's like, oh, that happens, but no. They need to get better down the stretch. That's the one thing I think they can work on. Otherwise, they should be a really fun one. But, hey, there's still a long season. We never know what can happen. So as long as we keep everyone healthy, we should be good.
Yeah, the Pacers currently sixth in the NBA standings. They're six games behind first place in the Celtics, and they're 8-2 in their last 10. They have the second best last 10 games, second to the 9-1 in their last 10, the Brooklyn Nets. And then in the West, the Nuggets and the Grizzlies all tied up at 27-13 at 8-2 in their last 10 games. They're at number one. And then the Mavericks, 8-2 in their last games. The Suns. What happened to the Suns?
Yeah, the Suns, what are they in, like a 9-game losing or 6-game
losing
streak?
1-9 in their last 10.
Lost six straight. Yeah.
Lost six straight. They started out great, too.
Only Houston has lost more straight. Houston's lost 7 straight.
They're 10-30. Let me look at that. Yeah.
Yeah, last in the league. They're last Detroit's the league. 11-32 right now.
19 games out of first.
Detroit, eek.
Hey, technically the Rockets have a better chance of winning the division than the Pistons do. They're 17 games out.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, but so right now it would be the Pacers would be locked in the playoffs. The Knicks, the Heat, the Hawks, and the Bulls would all play in the play-in games. And in the West, the Warriors would just barely edge out. And then the Clippers, Suns, Timberwolves, and Trailblazers. But 39-ish games in for some teams. 40-ish games. Let's just call it an even 40. Halfway through the season.
It's going to be all-star time before we know it.
Yeah, you still got time left.
Vote
all-star voting.
For your Pacers. We need Halliburton to go up.
And not Austin Reeves of the Lakers. Why is Austin Reeves higher rated?
Because we always choose someone.
He's like the Alex Caruso.
That was so fun.
The random.
I wanted Alex Caruso in so bad.
Yeah. Him, Austin Reeves, I think it was just because he was bald.
Yes, but they had to choose a new one because Alex Caruso's doing okay now in
him
Chicago.
And Austin Reeves, it's like the bad, like, I don't want to say unathletic, but like,
hey,
compared to the other guy,
listen,
like,
he looks like he's a 40-year-old playing pickup basketball.
Austin
Let's
Reeves
be
or Alex Caruso?
Alex Caruso.
Oh, yeah. Austin Reeves looks like some random dude who, like, went to, like, some community college who played basketball and somehow, like, walked into the stadium and was like,
just
hey,
no.
You guys having tryouts?
They are better
guys hiring
than any of us
yeah. Oh,
will
yeah,
ever
sure.
wish to be.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But, yeah, it's – like, I was talking to my dad. Like, my dad played football at Taylor University, which is NAIA. But, like, we were talking about it and talking about, like, practice squad guys. Like, those practice squad guys – some of those practice squad guys for the NFL are better than, like, those starters on those NAIA – D2, even like D2 teams, low D1 teams. Like the best player on like a, now obviously like Bama and Georgia and stuff like that are different, but like a practice squad guy, like the, not the worst, well, some of the worst guys on the NFL roster are better than some of these guys that are like the best guys on a college team. Just the gap, the skill gap from college to professional is huge.
It'll happen, but yeah. It's always interesting when you look more in depth and you're like, dang, you are right. They are better.
Yeah. But Austin Reeves, I mean, yeah. They
remember when everyone wanted Taco Fall for the East 2?
Yeah, now he's in China.
Disappointing.
Or, is he in China or is he
I in... thought he was in the G League with the main Red Claws.
No, he's somewhere. Let me look. Taco Fall.
But Cleveland, I thought, was most recently. Because he played for the now Cleveland Charge in the G League.
The Xinjiang Flying Tigers of the Chinese Basketball Association.
Darn it, that's disappointing.
I was right about...
He's been in there since November.
Yeah. But yeah, Taco Fall playing in China. But yeah, so we're going to go to a quick break and then come back. College basketball coming up. But we're going to go to a quick break on the Sports Spotlight, Indy's China 9.9.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight here on Indy's Giant 90.9. My name is Owen Ploy alongside Maxwell Gill and Lucas McKee. And we have some good news. Damar Hamlin, who had that scary, scary injury against the Cincinnati Bengals, the Buffalo Bills player, scary, scary injury, went into cardiac arrest on the field, had to have his heart restarted on the field, was discharged from the UC Medical Center yesterday. And he's on his way back to Buffalo.
He's been right now transferred to the Buffalo General Medical Center and will continue to receive treatment. So he's still not out by any means, but it's better because he can at least be back home. So that's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean,
have to be in the trauma center anymore, right, or whatever.
When we didn't even know if he was going to survive or not, and now he's back.
That was terrifying to watch.
Yeah, that was bad. Just watching him fall and... seeing the ambulance, that was bad. But, shout out to the NFL for doing all they did with the suspension of the game and getting the playoff seating and everything like that and getting it all done. I mean, it didn't matter with the Bills win in Week 18. So that helped. But other than that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Joe Buck did a great job just listening to that. To that call. He did a great job of going back to break and doing everything.
I saw all those people being like, why aren't you leaving the game and going to coverage? It's because they already had all the advertisements that paid to be on national TV. There was that. They needed to keep giving you updates. We could have gone to SportsCenter, but there was nothing else to talk about. You saw we needed SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt. That's all they talked about till like midnight.
Right.
That was it.
But then some other people had some not so great moments. We're not going to mention names. Skip Bayless. I think his was just a timing thing. You know, he was just like, you got to resume the game.
My favorite thing is that they're trying to add fake drama to their talk show now. It's not real.
Skip and Shannon Undisputed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that show, I don't know. But anyway.
Our show is better, hands down. There we go. Yeah. Fox Sports Radio, hire us.
But I think that the whole thing
put us on FS1. We'll do a good job.
Definitely. Now, we're gonna put on ESPN 8, The Ocho.
They need to put us on, the CBS station because they don't have any local coverage anymore.
Well, there was a spot. Didn't a spot open up on ISC?
I don't know.
I thought there was. I thought I saw there was something that opened up on ISC. But
there we go. Let's put us there, Greg.
Greg Rakestraw.
There we go. We had the sign for him. I watched the broadcast. It's a shame. We couldn't really read it. We were too far behind when we held the Hi Greg sign when you did at the Hall of Fame.
I forgot. I had the high. Yeah, we were literally like right behind the TV, or right in front of the TV, just across the court. And they did the stand up halftime show talking and stuff in their suits. We had a Hi Greg sign, but apparently, like you said, Max, it was
just too far away. Disappointing. They should have zoomed in on that, not them. Obviously.
I should have bought a marker. Marker in between
we
games.
We should have known that they were going to do that. But real quickly, let's get the top five finally done for basketball.
College basketball. Yes. That doesn't matter until March, Max.
Houston's number one right now. Kansas 2, Purdue 3, Bama 4, Tennessee 5. IU was 15. Now they're out.
Because they lost to Iowa and Northwestern.
If you lose to Northwestern, as we said in the break, you got real problems.
Yeah.
But hey, UConn 6, UCLA 7, Gonzaga 8, Arizona 9, Texas 10. It's interesting this year for sure. No North Carolina, no Kentucky, no IU. It's a crazy year so far.
I thought IU was going to be like really, really good.
I tried to tell people stop crowning them the national champions. They aren't going to be doing that well.
I didn't crown them the national champions, Max.
Like some. Oh, that was
but
so
I did,
funny.
I did think they're going to be better than unranked.
But they should still make March.
Yeah.
Unless they keep and then losing in the Big Ten.
Lose to St. Mary's.
You never know what can happen. It's March.
Yeah.
We sleep in
mid-major
May.
Mid-major March. No, we don't. We don't sleep in May because we watch cars go fast.
We sleep in June.
Yeah.
Because baseball doesn't matter. Even
Shut
though
up.
I'm wearing a baseball shirt.
Now they're probably going to be like,
brew for the win.
Oh, my God. Gosh. Sorry. But anyway, yeah. So, Max, you want to shout out your shows that you're on? We get some shows tomorrow.
Yeah, I got off the rails 9:15 to 10. We'll have the coaches' shows tomorrow as well. Basketball tonight, Ben Davis, Beach Grove. You can catch us on Sports Spotlight next Thursday, same time, same channel right here, Giant 90.9.
Yeah, and we have round one of the Marion County Tournament tonight, like you said. Just to expand on that, the defending 3A state champions, Beach Grove, taking on the highly favorited number one ranked 4A state champions this year. Not anything yet, but they are projected right now, obviously being number one, to be 4A state champs. And I think they have a really good job to do that. Lucas, where can we find you and everything like that?
Just my Instagram or Twitter, ofg.mckee.
Same I thought thing. It was OTG.
It's OFG.
Oh, you changed it?
It's been that way.
I thought it was OTG.
Actually, my Twitter might be different.
I think it's OTG.
Oh, yeah. My Twitter's OTG3 McKee.
Yeah. Max, Max G Sports?
Yes.
And then follow me, or you don't have to follow me, but, you know, Owen Pulley Media, and then the Sports Spotlight, the S_Spotlight, right here on Indy Giant 90.9. Thank you so much for listening to yet another episode of the Sports Spotlight.